Hello, everybody. Today is August 21st, Wednesday, 2019, and I'm sitting on my deck listening to the cicadas. And funny enough, I just went for a walk and came back, and I saw a cicada that looked dead on the sidewalk, and I wasn't even listening for them. And as soon as I came out and sat on my deck, I couldn't not hear them. They are around me. And it's really nice to hear one go higher than the other. It's like a harmony, a song. And just when you think it's about to stop, another one just buzzes right over. And I'm the type of person to just keep going and bulldoze through and try and get as many things in one day. And I just had a snack, and I sat down, and I had a tea, I did the dishes, I got my laptop out, ready to do more research and work on my website. And then I thought, how can I not sit and just listen to the cicadas? Because before I came outside, I had told myself I was going to stretch and just not do any more stuff this evening. And of course I thought, well, I can't, I've got to do the website. I've got to, you know, get all the products on there, and it's got to be right and ready for the next couple of days if people want to buy things. It can't be down. Ooh. And then that was my Instagram. Oops. And, you know, I bulldozed over it. There it is again. Sorry. I bulldozed over it and I just came right out and, you know, thought about the other 10 things that I want to get done before I go to bed, which I'm not going to do. But talk about, like, giving yourself time and self-care. But anyways, I gave myself a few minutes with the cicadas, and I turned everything off, and I closed my eyes. And it led me to record the podcast, which actually wasn't in my 10 things that I wanted to do. But here I am, sitting on my deck, listening to the cicadas. And so the dinging that you hear is my phone. The volume is on. I just posted a story on Instagram about, I copy and pasted Heavy Nettle Gathering. If you follow them, they're an event that happens in the U.S. of A., and they posted something about reading your tongue and demulcents, and your tongue showing many things, but one thing being a dehydration of your stomach. And I posted it, I reposted it, and that's why my phone is dinging, is because they acknowledged it and gave me praying hands, thank you, which was very sweet. Wouldn't I love to go to Heavy Nettle Gathering, putting it out there into the universe? Maybe one day I will. And what else? So, yes, sorry. Off track. Being outside and listening to the cicadas has made me want to listen to, record this podcast, because I sometimes feel this tingle, almost like my brain is having goosebumps. It's generally on the back of my head, either left or right centered. And I had my eyes closed and I was reeling with thoughts, and I just tried to listen to the cicadas and match my vibration with the high pitch of the cicada and try and release that and or say it's okay that I feel this way. And then my side of my head started to buzz a little bit and shiver. Maybe it means I'm having some kind of brain issue. I took it as my crown is vibrating. Thank you. So I thought, hello, guess what the podcast is today? Chakras. And if you don't know what a chakra is, I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes. So you have to hold on and hang in there. Before I decided to come back from my walk, I started out on my journey and I brought my camera, which sometimes, I take it like having a dog. It gets you out of the house. It was a reason to go out that didn't involve getting a coffee or going to get some wine. It was this allowance to just be able to go for a walk. And so I bring my camera and it allows me to take pictures of what's going on right now in the nature world, which is goldenrod aplenty. And I started off my journey taking pictures. I had grabbed a piece of goldenrod and wildly shoved it in my mouth and kept walking. And I remember doing this last summer. And I went out and continued, and then I found this little community garden just at the bottom of my street that I hadn't seen for a while, and I decided to walk in and maybe take some pictures. And there was somebody lying on the ground, and I noticed them, and instinctively I said, I think I know this person. Sorry about all the buzzing on my phone. I think I have fixed that. I walk into this garden. I see this person lying down, and I think, oh my gosh, I wonder if I know this person. Anyway, I don't see their face, so I just walk the other way to not disturb them, and then I hear a, hey, you. And I turn around, and it's somebody who I'm apprenticing with, Elizabeth. So I just feel like, going for this walk and getting out of the house was so kismet, because here's somebody I know, a neighbor of mine that I just found out that I knew, and just happens to live right beside me, and we have so much in common, and it was really nice to sit there and have some conversation about all the lovely things that we're into. It raised my vibration, and I came home on a high. Needless to say, I did not get to the lake where I was going, but just as good, if not better, a little bit of conversation time with a new friend. Yeah. So you're here today to not only listen to me rant and listen to my phone beep, but to learn about chakras. And before we start, which is with the root chakra, I wanted to ask you if you knew what a chakra was. And before that even, do you know what energy is, or do you believe in energy? There are many theories in different countries around the world that believe in our body and everything around us holding an energy. And what is energy? In traditional Chinese medicine, the body's broken down into systems of energy pronounced qi and spelt Q-I, which maybe you've seen around. Qi is considered vital energy, which is your life force. So your strength that you hold with you, the energy that's with you every day. And if we think of our energy as our life force, our strength, then our energy systems are the measurements. And for traditional Chinese medicine, they use meridians. But today, we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about more of the Ayurvedic system of medicine. And both of these theories consider everything having an energy. And we respond to different energies and give out different energies. This meaning that our measurement that we have in our body can be flipped on and off each day and in different ways and all day long. I don't want to use the word misaligned or unaligned, but they can be tweaked in a direction that doesn't optimize your level of energy. So today I wanted to talk about chakras, which is the Indian Ayurvedic way. Its roots are based there. Wikipedia describes Ayurveda as being around for over 2 millennia, which is pretty long. And the chakra system comes from there in India, around 1500 to 500 BC. And it's in the oldest text called the Vedas. Chakras are circular vortexes of energy that are placed in 7 points on the body. So if energy is moved through your body, it starts at the first chakra, which is our root, and ends at our crown and above. So the concept is that root energy, which is a grounding energy, pulls energy from the earth and releases it above your head to the universe from your crown. So now that these systems are widely known across continents, the terms seem to be used interchangeably. So chi, chakra, energy. But it is good to know where they originated. And cultural appropriation is big, so acknowledging where you get your info and your practices from is crucial, and knowing that it's not yours, it's another culture's. It's been around for a long time, and give gratitude and thanks and acknowledge that. So let's talk about your first chakra. It's your root, and the root is the color red, which is also feeling. I was, when I was talking to my new neighbor friend, Elizabeth, we were outside on my front garden stoop, and we looked inside of my front garden, which is really wild and overpowering my neighbor's lawn, and today she hired someone to cut it down, which was interesting. I get it, it's very unmanicured, it's true, wild flowers. And we're looking in, and I told her that I missed the harvest time for St. John's wort. And she said, my friend calls it Mary Magdalene root or wort, because the flowers are, when infused in oil, turn the oil red. And red is the color of Mary Magdalene, which was Jesus's partner. Mother Mary was considered the white flowers, and Mary Magdalene the red, which was really interesting because there aren't that many red flowers out there in the world. Anyway, so root being the color of red, it's symbolized as a lotus with four petals, and it's based on the earth element, so associated with feelings of safety, grounding, survival, basic needs, physical identity, creativity. If we feel anchored in our root energy, we feel stable and safe and can anchor ourselves in times of storms, maybe emotional storms I'm talking about. So this means when things get out of control in the physical world, we can still feel anchored down. Yeah, and if you feel lifted off, and if you feel thrown around by life, if you lack freedom to move and create, it could be a blockage in your root chakra. So how do you help your root chakra? A friend told me to do some dancing and move your lower body. So you can do some thrusting and some stomping and shake it out and just really put your feet on the ground and move those hips. And think about it while you're doing it. Send that energy out and in. Wear your color red. Make it a red crystal that you wear in your pocket. So you've got red jasper, carnelian, red coral, garnet. Black stones are also powerful for the root chakra, like tourmaline, onyx, obsidian, and shungite. And I'm getting a lot of my information from a book that I've had for a couple of years now, and it's called, it's The Book of Chakra Healing by Liz Simpson, and I got it for $7.25 at a used bookstore. It's pretty cool. Different pages, each chakra will tell you different exercises that you could do. You got your root chakra exercises. It tells you about different archetypes, all of the stones, foods you can eat to bring you more energy in certain chakras and areas. Yeah. All right. So the next chakra we're going to talk about. Oh, I want to tell you where your root chakra resides, which is in your pelvic region, the opening to your body. We're talking about men and women here. That is where the energy omits and connects. So one meditation I was taught was to stand tall, feet on the ground, hands hanging or on your hips, and feel as if your feet and you can use your feet as your root chakra, sending roots down into the ground. Pulling in as you breathe the energy from the earth up through those roots into your legs, into your body, into your arms, into your head, and swirl it around and enjoy it and feel it. Yeah, so our second chakra is our sacral chakra, and it is located in the lower abdomen below your belly button. So this chakra is the color orange, and it's associated with the sensuality and creativity. It's connected to relationships, to yourself, to the world, pleasure, emotions, and feelings. It's associated to the element water, which means movement and flow. How do you know if your sacral is unaligned? Are you ruled by your emotions? Are you needing easy access to pleasure? Or are you out of touch with what you feel? So if you feel a lack of desire, or if on the opposite end you feel overindulgence, or if you're stuck with a mood or a feeling, it's common that it means that your chakra is out of sync, girl, and you just got to bring it back. And ways of doing that are, like I mentioned earlier, wearing certain colors. So wearing the color orange on varying degrees from brighter to more of a brown. And eating vegetables that are orange. Having crystals that are a bit more in the orange family. Yeah, you get the point. So our third chakra is our solar plexus, and it is yellow. Hello, yellow. The chakra is ruled by the sun, and that means the inner you, the warrior, your self-esteem, your personal power. And where this resides on your body is right under your chest and between your belly button. So some people would say it's kind of your gut feeling, which is your self-esteem, is your personal power. So if you're feeling like your kind of self-will is lost or your personal power is lost, think of why. Think of how this happened, how you could feel this way. This beautiful book here, Chakra Healing, mentions thinking about who in the past may have hurt you or made you feel this way. And of course, this goes back to childhood. This element is fire. So think of a time maybe when you weren't in control, or control was taken from you. Your personal power, your personal will was taken from you. And that can really imbalance your solar plexus. So, again, wearing yellow, number one, is amazing. Any yellow crystals? So you've got citrine. Let's see here. What do we have? Yellow citrine, which is my stone, and that's for Sagittarius. Topaz, aventurine, quartz, or sunstone. It says incense or oils one could use to realign is vetiver, rose, bergamot, ylang ylang, cinnamon, or carnation. Foods, actually, it says complex carbohydrates. No wonder I love a good starch. It all makes sense. And it says the associated sense is sight. Your life lesson is self-esteem and self-confidence, the courage to take risks to be. It says here, actually, which is interesting, the developmental age of this chakra would be between 14 and 21, which is adolescence. And it really makes sense that if that was thrown off, you would feel it for a really long time. And let's talk about our next chakra. It's the fourth chakra. And that is your heart. Boom, bang, fireworks. Green is the color of the heart chakra. So is pink. But green is typically known. Compassion and love. Being enduring, constant. Loving regardless of externals. This is the 12-petaled lotus, and it coexists with the image of body and spirit. So the heart chakra connects your higher chakras, which are going to be the next ones, 5, 6, and 7, and your lower ones, 1, 2, and 3. It connects they say that the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd chakra are the chakras that govern the physical body, and 5, 6, and 7 govern the ethereal, spiritual, mental body. Yeah, so I love hearts. I've got them tattooed on me. I wear them all the time. In fact, today I'm wearing a heart skirt, and I had red heart sunglasses. And I'm trying to figure out what it is about hearts that have me so infatuated. And this could be it. True self-acceptance. We move into a chakra that is spiritual and physical, and it's ruled by air. It says compassion and love. Oh yes, I already read this. Regardless of your externals, it coexisting of body and spirit, yada, yada, yada. It says focus on this chakra and you will enhance your emotional development. Is your heart too open or is it blocked? Is it possessive, withholding, loves too much, feels unworthy for love, and has self-pity? Or are you balanced, loving unconditionally, nurturing? It's ruled by the planet Venus, no surprise. Our relationship to the heart chakra changes, of course, in different situations. So it really is hard to maybe pinpoint, or maybe it's easy to figure out where that disconnection lies in what situation. A friend and my spiritual therapist, Jen Polo, gave me this really good advice. If I'm feeling like my heart is closed in a certain situation and it's just like walled off, picture this wall opening, and that can help, but also think of something that you do love unconditionally. So if you're in a certain situation and you feel yourself close off, and you want to feel more love and you want to feel more open, it was thinking of something that you do love unconditionally. It could be a certain situation that happened in the past that you just are infatuated with, or a pet or a family member or a loved, you know, your lover. And have that in your mind as you focus on your heart and watch that wall or that door open up a little bit, and try and feel the warmth. So that's a good exercise if you're feeling blocked. Of course, wearing the color green or pink. Crystals can be rose quartz, watermelon tourmaline, green jade, adventurine quartz, green calcite, moonstone, emerald. Incense to burn can be rose, bergamot, melissa. I hope this isn't too much information. And once again, I'm sorry for the beeps, because I bet you there's going to be one coming up in a second. So in this amazing book about chakras, it talks also about the crown chakra, which is the final chakra. That is in the typical 7 chakra system. And this is on the top back of your head. Do you know where you have that swirl where your hair starts? That's often called the crown. So think right about there. And it says here in this book that developing your other chakras was like walking on stepping stones, taking us towards the ultimate goal, enlightenment, self-realization, fulfillment, and divine self. The crown chakra further expands the concepts introduced by work on the throat and the third eye, communication and interconnectedness with all things and all knowledge. When we awaken the crown chakra, we are open to the possibilities of infinite space and time to have divine wisdom and understanding with which to reap the benefits. Doesn't that sound nice? It says here, no wonder that sages have described the state of full developed crown. They've described it as being blissful, in rapture and ecstasy, when goddess Kundalini, having awakened each chakra in turn, reaches the most regal of chakras. So its meaning is thousandfold. It says colors of violet, gold, and white. Element is thought, cosmic energy, and ruling planet is Uranus. or Uranus. Crystals, clear quartz, amethyst, diamond, white jade, tourmaline, snowy quartz, and the diamond. And incense oils are lavender, frankincense, and rosewood. Foods, it says none, fasting. Life lesson, selflessness, your main issue. If you have a crown chakra that's out of balance, is spirituality and selfishness. And it also says there's no developmental age for this. At any time, one could feel completely aligned and connected. It also says here, the archetypes are dysfunctional, egocentric, functional guru. So, of course, the last one's being a well-balanced, and the other one being a little less well-balanced. It says one could have depression, obsessional thinking and confusion, sensitivity to pollution, chronic exhaustion, epilepsy, and Alzheimer's. You know, this is all about Liz Simpson and what she thinks, but, you know, take it with a grain of salt, add a little bit of knowledge to the rest of your knowledge, and see what happens and see how you feel. So this is all about chakras, and I thank you for listening through all the interesting sounds that my phone has made, and through the sounds that you hear here in Toronto around me, which, you know, motorcycles, airplanes, and cicadas all came into play. And I hope that you learned something. I definitely learned a few things, and I will try to remember them. It's a lot of information. I am well versed in the chakra system, and, you know, I often will throw a crystal out if I'm feeling something, or, you know, if I'm gonna put my altar together or light my altar, or do some candle magic, which we can talk about on another podcast. Doesn't that sound fun? I learned a bit about candle magic earlier this year on an event, in an event that I threw called Cultivate Toronto. It was a day of different classes held by friends and new friends. And it was a day of healing energetically, emotionally, spiritually, physically. So a friend of mine threw a class called Candle Magic, Sophia Randera. And I would love to share that with you and a little more that I've read up about it. So thanks for listening. I'm going to send you off with a lovely song, and I hope to see you again. Take care. Bye.